Hey, before we get started, gotta go ahead and pay the bills around here. Go ahead and do me a quick favor. I've got two books out. I know, you're probably thinking if this is the first time you've heard of me or the first time you've actually heard me in a while. My God, Remso can read? Yeah, I can read and write. And if you're my ninth grade English teacher, guess what? I can do it in freaking English too. Because unlike my name, all I know is English. Oh, blowing your mind and blow the minds of those around you with my two books, Stay Away from the Libertarians, as well as my newest novel, How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Those are, I gotta go for the shorter titles. Stay Away from the Libertarians and How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship. Available on my website, rwmartinez.com, as well as Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Check them out. How to Succeed in Politics and Other Forms of Devil Worship and Stay Away from the Libertarians. Available. Well, you know how the internet works. You can go ahead and find it yourself. Pick them up today in print and digital and help support the show. And, Hey, I like making money. I'm not gonna say no. Everything comes back here. Help me out. Buy my books. That's all. That's about it. Move with the rhythm. Shake it up. Stop when the clock hits 13. You've been working, but you're flirting with the weekend. You can freak out. One in a million. You're a gem shine when the light grows dim. Sing 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it. All right, so before I forget, I want to go ahead and start off with a story about a message I got from a friend of mine while I was at work today. And it's really funny because the last, I want to say, 4 or 5 years of my life, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of random people. I've met presidents of countries that may or may not legally exist. Keyword legally. I've met celebrities, I've met authors, I've met politicians, I've met just random Twitter celebrities and stuff. I mean, it's just, I don't ask for these things to happen. They just kind of gravitate towards me and get involved in my weird world. And today is another example of that. So I'm at my desk during my lunch break, and I get a message from a friend of mine, Jules Hamilton. I'm pretty sure that Jules, if you're listening, I don't think you'll care. In fact, you might like this because it's basically free advertising. But Jules, my friend from 11 Jules Break the Rules on YouTube, 11 Jules from Culture with 3 T's, CULTTTURE, all on Twitter. Jules lives in New York, okay? He's living in New York. And out of nowhere, he kind of just messages me and he's like, hey, if you ever need diamonds, I'm your dude. Now, I know that Jules is a hustler. He, you know, he has to work for a living. Always trying to find that next, you know, side gig or something. The guy works. He works his butt off. And I've known him for about a year now, and I've got to say, I never thought, Jules the diamond guy. Yeah, that totally makes sense. He does a lot of shit. I just didn't think that that was going to be one of those things that comes up. So immediately I'm thinking, well, shit, I need to ask, of all the random things he would go ahead and propose to me, such as when would I need diamonds, such as I'm the guy that can afford them now, apparently, I go ahead and ask the first logical question, Jules, are you selling me blood diamonds? To which he replies, oh no, man, these are all legit. I'm working with a wholesaler, and basically I can go ahead and get you the same jewelry that you could get at like Tiffany's, except I'll sell it to you for like a fraction of the markup. And if you know anyone that needs diamonds for their girl or for someone else, you know, hook them up with me and you'll get a cut. So immediately my entrepreneurial mind starts just like going out of control. And I'm like, hell yeah, now I'm in the diamond business. Well, apparently the wholesale guy that Jules is working with, apparently he was one of the dudes in the Adam Sandler film Uncut Gems, and apparently this guy's, like, actually in the diamond business. And it's just one of those things where it's like, well, this is not how I thought my day was going to go, but this is certainly a pleasant surprise. So now I know if I ever need diamonds, instead of going to Tiffany's and paying a god-awful markup, I can go to my friend Jules, and he will go ahead and get me the same thing for a fraction of the price from one of the actors from Uncut Gems who's a legit diamond wholesaler. With that said, the moral of the story is you guys answered an Instagram poll for me on Instagram. If you're not already following me there, it's Hey Remso. And in the stories section, I put up a poll. What do you guys want for this episode? Do you want me to talk about something political, or do you want me to talk about something personal? And you overwhelmingly voted personal, which is crazy because I thought that, you know, this whole gimmick lately of me just kind of going over things in my life would, you know, kind of die out and you'd want me to go back to politics like a good monkey. But obviously, this is working out. We're putting the experience in the Remso Martinez experience. And, you know, this just really goes to show that I'm trying to make the show more interactive, give you more of the content you want, because my life is somewhat of a fucked up sitcom sometimes. So we might as well have fun and learn from it where we can. So the lesson of today, if I can go ahead and get my computer to work, is 10 lessons I learned from college. And if you're my GPA, you're probably wondering, did you learn anything? To which my reply is, I'm glad they don't show GPAs on diplomas, because mine is not something to scoff at. It's really funny. I went to a military junior college out in Alabama for 2 years, and my GPA there was good because all we had to do was, you know, the Corps of Cadets. It was basically three things: study, work out, or commit crimes in town. And I did the study and workout part. Then from there, I went ahead, got my associate's degree, went over to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, finished off undergrad. I got a degree in political science, which for them, it's a bit different. You see, political science at a regular school is really just kind of bullshit about how the bureaucracy works and how to feed the machine. When you're at Liberty University, you learn a lot more theory. You learn a lot more economic theory as well, more so than a traditional poli-sci degree, but you also have to do a bunch of courses in constitutional study. So basically, at Liberty, they teach you how government should be and how it ought to be from a constitutionalist standpoint, and every other political science program is basically teaching you how to further the Communist Manifesto. At least that's how they explained it to me. But I did that, and what I learned real fast after graduation was that, you know, political science degree is basically a good intentions degree because I've had a very unconventional career. My job is very unconventional, and my degree has basically not had any impact on my life other than already enforce something I already knew through just working and life and paying taxes and voting. Government evil, freedom good. So here are the 10 lessons that I took away from college, some life skills that maybe some of you are still going through. I know we have a lot of college listeners. Maybe you're a college grad. Maybe when you were in college, I wasn't even a swimmer. And my dad's, well, you know, we don't need to go further with that. So I'm going to go ahead and share the 10 lessons I took away from my college experience. Number 10, be friends with your TAs, especially if they look like Jesus. So quick story, basically I hated TAs because I always felt like they were incompetent. They never had much going on. And I felt like I was basically getting a watered down version of the lesson because what they would teach would never be on the test. And it's like, where's the professor, the person who I'm actually paying thousands of dollars to teach the class. And I was taking a family psychology class at Liberty. It's a course that only exists there that doesn't exist anywhere else. So basically the credits don't matter, but you need it to graduate. And this dude straight up looked like Jesus, like with the hair and with the soft voice. Apparently he was like a super liberal, which at Liberty University you like didn't have. But, you know, I got to be friends with Jesus, and one day he was like, you know, Remso, you're a really cool guy, and, you know, I'm glad that, you know, some students are able to come talk to me, and there aren't many, though, but, you know, I want to be very approachable and all this stuff. And I was basically like, well, yeah, you know, I see you, and you basically look like Jesus. And he was like, what? And I was like, whatever, let's go ahead and learn how I can get my homework submitted. And long story short, when you're friends with your TAs, they will go ahead and help you out. Like when I need to get an exam date moved because I had something going on, or if I need extra credit, or if I need extra homework, or if I need help with something. If you just go randomly start asking your TA for stuff, they're usually just going to ignore you. If you ask your professor who has a TA who basically depends on the entire time for stuff, you know, the TA might be the only person to help you. So definitely what this taught me in the long run was be friends with people that you wouldn't conventionally think could help you, whether it's the guy in the mailroom, the guy who's in charge of building security, whether it's anybody. Anybody and everybody can help you at some point. Be friendly with them, work with them, help them when they need help, and maybe they'll help you in return. So yeah, number nine, fellas, really, because this really does not apply to women. I'm sorry, this rule is very gender specific. Guys, if you're going to date, like, here's the thing. Don't in college, because most likely you're broke. Women are fucking expensive. I went on a lot of dates with women that just went nowhere. They weren't even fun. And here's the thing. When they know that you're paying, because that's how it still is, men usually pay for it, they order out the freaking ass. And it is amazing how they will rack up a giant bill on one date, and then you're like, oh, well, hopefully maybe this will be better next time. And then they're basically like, well, no, I got my free meal and free appetizer and free dessert and free post-dessert and all this other stuff. And I'm gonna go find somebody else who's probably richer. Women are freaking expensive. I'm not saying don't date, but what I am saying is find somebody who's like, you know, a dollar menu chick, and you're probably good. Number eight, third one. I hope I've been counting down this entire time, or else it just sounds like I'm jumping around. Okay, 10, 9, 8. It's easier to get kicked out of something than you think. So I've always wondered whether or not sticking by the rules when I see other people kind of pushing them or getting away with them is worth it. Because it's frustrating when you do the right thing, when you're following all the rules, and it feels like you're not being noticed, or you're not being rewarded, and people that push around with it tend to, you know, get away with things. Well, something I learned, especially when I was at Marion Military Institute, is that you have this certain subsect of people who are called morons. Just complete fucking morons. And these fucking morons will take basic rules and they will somehow find every way to cross them. We're talking like basic societal stuff, like keep your clothes on in front of people. Case in point, dude literally is at MMI for about 6 weeks. He gets through the ITC initial training class or whatever the hell they called it, because traditions don't matter at military schools anymore. They just change it whenever the hell they want, at least at MMI. And this dude gets through that, which is really the hard phase of it. After that, you kind of just coast by. And what he does is he gets super drunk, starts huffing glue, and then he sexually assaults one of my friends. And she wasn't having it. She, from what I remember, I'm pretty sure she beat the shit out of him. And then they got campus security come in, which is really just one dude. And he can't handle it, so they call the cops. And long story short, that dude was gone by the next day. And for all intents and purposes, I think he was like the number one cadet in his class's class. So this dude who everyone thought was like, you know, on it, a stable, functional adult, turned out to be a giant freak. So just know that when you don't follow the rules, there are consequences. And doing stupid stuff like that, which apparently I thought was just common sense, but apparently it's asking a lot, does have consequences with it. Which brings me to point number seven. Go to your classes because they'll know if you don't. It's a common joke, and I know plenty of people who would just study up on the actual syllabus material, show up to their exams, and never go to a day in class in their life. Well, one, that's disrespectful to the people who are paying it, who are most likely your parents if you're paying for school. Secondly, there was one class by a professor who just absolutely despised me my senior year, and I was doing that. I was just reading the syllabus material and studying what was needed with friends. I would only show up for the exams. And basically, I didn't show up to class for like a month and a half. And apparently, he was keeping track of that, so he submitted it to whoever he would submit that info to for attendance. And I got an email basically saying if I didn't show up to the next class, I would basically be disenrolled from the course. And that's not something you want to hear. So go to your classes. I'm pretty sure my grade in that class would have been better if I went to the classes, despite not thinking it would help. It probably would have helped because I had a D in that class at the time, and I thought I was doing better than I was, but I wasn't. And it turned out I needed to get an A in that class just to pass it and get course credit with a 70%. So think about it. You have a very low D, you need an A. You basically need a miracle. Well, luckily, I got 99% on the final exam. I don't know how. I just remember not sleeping, lots of caffeine, studying with my friends, and thinking it was the end of the world. So I got my 99, my D got pushed up to a C, and that was that. But it probably wouldn't have happened if I just went to class. All right. Get good at number six, get good at writing because it's the only real skill you'll learn. So, you know, multiple choice exams and stuff are kind of bullshit. And most of what you'll learn in college is really just how to waste your time. But if you can get really good at essay writing, one, you could become a copywriter. Two, it'll help with your overall skills in terms of research, how to phrase an argument, how to become a much worldlier person. Because I wrote some pretty anarchist bullshit compared to some of the other kids. Just to kind of tease my teachers to see how far I could push the limit. And the great thing about a lot of them was that when it came to those essays and stuff, they actually were pretty fair about it. They're like, we don't care what your opinion is, just back it up and make a good case for it. And learning how to write obviously helped me later in life because that was my primary and still is really my primary skill. I'm a good writer. I'm better than most, not because I'm naturally talented, but because I worked hard at it. And what I tell a lot of people is if you learn how to copyright, you'll never go hungry. I know because I've seen some horrendous writers who just got basically good at it, marketed themselves for either part-time work or full-time work or whatever, and they're pretty good. It's one of the few times where you'll actually get good feedback from something that you'll actually need as a tangible skill. Maybe you want to email your boss about getting a promotion. Maybe you're writing a cover letter for something. Writing is one of the most important skills that I think we downgrade a lot in society. So that's that. Five, online classes are way freaking easier. I wish I had taken more online classes because at least at Liberty University, they were a hell lot easier. Case in point, taking senior seminar for a professor that thought that this was the one course to end all courses. And long story short, right before the midterms, I dropped it because I had an F. I took it online the following semester, and it was basically night and day. This teacher online was basically teaching the same exact course, but it was taught a completely different way from what I remember. And remember how I mentioned I had like a D when I was taking it residentially of the one professor who made it hella hard? Well, now I'm taking it online, and by the end of the semester, I've got like 105 in the class because I did an extra assignment to basically get me 105. Did that help my overall GPA? No, but I got an A in my senior seminar, which did help. It looked good. I used that thesis paper when applying to jobs and stuff. Actually, ironically, the only time anyone ever looked at the college section and asked me about my senior thesis, which was on the free trade policies of I don't even remember what the thesis was on. It had something to do with that terrible Obama era TPP. Yeah, Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Partnership. I basically wrote how, in theory, those were good plans, but in practice, they were done terribly. And it was one of the editors at the Washington Times when I was interviewing there that actually asked me to discuss with him my thesis and what my findings were. So it was really crazy. But long story short, take online classes when you can. They're probably cheaper, too. Number four, this is obvious. Don't pay for bottled water. Like, seriously. Water's free. Don't pay for it. Number three, find good teachers to become your mentors. I have two professors, one from MMI, one from Liberty University, who have been great people to me in my life. I consider them friends. I consider them mentors. They have helped me make some of the hardest decisions in my life. And I'm so happy because the academic environment is really where people get to see how you work under pressure and they get to see your thought process. So if you can work with somebody that has seen you in that and they see your efforts, it will definitely help you in the long term. Jimmy Ellenberg from MMI, who has a podcast out right now, and Vice Dean Ron Miller from Liberty University, who was he taught two of my courses. One was local and state government, which was actually one of the most useful courses I ever took. Jimmy Ellenberg and Ron Miller have done amazing things for my life. I wouldn't have met them otherwise. They've helped me make some of the harshest decisions that I could have ever done, and they helped me get out of a bind here and there. So definitely, you will never find an opportunity to get great mentors for life. So take advantage of that. Second, academics are your number one responsibility. I was always trying to get internships, trying to volunteer, trying to do all the clubs because I wanted to look like I was a spotlight ranger, but my grades sucked. And ultimately, people care more about your grades than they do about your club. And if you're failing classes, you'll also either be in college forever or you'll get kicked out or lose money. Just focus on that. That's why you're there. At the end of the day, if your courses are failing because you're doing something else that isn't benefiting you, and I'm sorry, guys, working on campaigns, don't do that in college. Just focus on your grades. And lastly, enjoy yourself. I spent so much time working, so much time stressing, so much time trying to be all that I could be. I missed out on a lot of things that other people would have done. And I wish I had spent more time with my friends. I wish I did a lot of things. And, you know, I look back and sometimes when it comes to the things I wish I could have done, a lot of them go back to college. I wish I could have spent more time making happy memories instead of just causing more frustration and giving myself more work than I had to. So that's about it. What were some of your memories from college? What were some of the things that you know now that you wish you had known then? Let me know on Twitter at HeyRemso. Send me a message on Instagram. We'll talk about this later. HeyRemso everywhere you go. Once again, this is Remso Martinez Experience. I'll talk to you later. We got the rise up.